Hello, I'm Sarah Swanton, and you're listening to the Happy Healthy Entrepreneur podcast. Happy Healthy Entrepreneur is all about teaching business owners how to make the most of their mental health and well-being so that they have all the emotional resources that they need to have a happy, fulfilling, and profitable business. So this week's podcast is the last one of 2018, and so I'm going to do something slightly different. All will become clear in a few moments, but if you're driving whilst listening to this, I would advise that you turn this off and wait until you're somewhere in a nice space, somewhere you're not going to be disturbed, with a notebook and pen in front of you, perhaps some nice relaxing music on. In other words, it needs your full attention in order to get the most from it. Now, last year I led a workshop for Cambridge businesswomen to help them get reflective about the year they just had, and it received some really good feedback. So I'm going to share that same talk with you today. And the reason I think it works so well is that quite often when we become, conditioned in our businesses to quite often focus on striving for more, it seems to be all about getting there, wherever there is. And quite often we seem to put the spotlight on what we haven't achieved rather than all that we have. So this is about putting the spotlight on what we have achieved and celebrating that. So I invite you to put your logical, rational thinking to one side as best you can and really allow that more creative, reflective part of you to emerge so that you can get the most out of it. Would that be okay? Good. And what you'll find by going through this process, it's going to help you to access a helpful, resourceful, and very much creative state of mind in order to move gently into 2019, feeling grounded, centered, and focused. So before we get started, I'd like you to all close your eyes for a moment, hence why I said don't listen to this when driving. So with your eyes closed, I'd like you to think of your front door. That's right, your front door. Think about the colour, where the handle is. Is it on the left or is it on the right? And now think about putting your key in the door and the sound it makes. And now open your eyes. Did you manage to do that okay? If so, that means that you can visualize. So now we're going to take it one step further. Close your eyes again and breathe through the belly. Take a nice deep breath in through the belly and gently out. That's it. And as you do so, relax the muscles in your shoulders. And at the same time, in your mind's eye, take yourself off to a place you like to go when you relax. It might be a particular room in your home or somewhere outside. Maybe local or far, far away from here. And somewhere that reminds you of peace and calm. Maybe inside, maybe outside, but notice the light. Notice the time of day and the sounds that remind you of this place. Feeling safe, feeling secure, and a feeling of comfort. And now notice how the muscles around the eyes can smoothen and soften with a certain warmth that surrounds you. And I wonder if you can have the sense that in this place, you can sink down, really sink down into a feeling of rest and reflection. Good. Now open your eyes and pick up your notepad and write down on one side of the page all the months of the year, from January through to December. So this relates to 2018. You may want to pause this while you do that. Okay, so now you've got on your notepad all the months of the year from January to December down one side of the page. Good. Now for each month, write down one good thing that happened in that month, be it a new product or service, a great new idea that came to you. Perhaps you met a new business buddy to collaborate with. Maybe you did a talk, new client, holiday. Maybe you started a course. Maybe you learned something new. It doesn't have to be within your business, but for each month from January through to December, write down one good thing that happened that particular month. Just one word will do. One word that is meaningful to you. And just spend a few minutes doing this. And again, you might want to press pause as you do that. Good. So now you have, for each month, one good thing that happened. Okay. Now the next stage, I'm going to ask you three questions. And as I ask you each question, just write down the first thing that comes into your head, even if it surprises you. Remember, this is about switching off that logical brain and really allowing your creative, right brain, reflective thinking to emerge. Okay, so three questions I'm going to ask you. Ready to write down the very first thing that comes into your mind. The first one is this. What are you most proud of achieving in 2018? What are you most proud of achieving in 2018? Again, feel free to pause this while you write that down. Reflect on that question. And the second question is this. What was the bravest thing you did in 2018? The bravest thing you did in 2018. Good. And the third and final question, and this is for all of 2018, what was your most valuable and helpful lesson? What was your most valuable and helpful lesson? It could have been something that was really tough and challenging at the time, but as you look back now, actually it was, I won't go as far as to say the best thing that happened to you, maybe you would, but it was certainly a learning opportunity. Okay, and when you've reflected on and jotted down your personal answers to those three questions, we're going to move on to the next stage. And that's this. This is going to, tongue-tied. This is going to be something that is perhaps new to you that you don't do often, but I'm going to ask you to do this now. Everything that you've written down, the answers to those three questions, I want you to now read it out loud. So each in turn, so for example, the thing I'm most proud of achieving in 2018 is, for me, I would say, launching my first group and mentoring program, The Effortless Path to Success. That's the thing I'm most proud of achieving in 2018. And say, for the answers to your three questions, you go ahead and say each one out loud. And I'm going to suggest you pause this session while you do that. You might want to read them out twice, but it's important to say it out loud. And you'll figure out why in just a moment. Okay. So I want to ask you, how did that feel? What was it like to say it out loud? Affirming? Feel good? It feel real? Because when it comes out of your head and into the atmosphere, there's something about doing that that makes it feel very real. It happened. All those brilliant things you did, all the things you learned, all the moments of courage and bravery, it really, really happened. Okay, good. So now we're going to finish off and I'm going to read you a poem. So, and it's called Be Thankful. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. And be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. It's easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. Isn't that lovely? And you know, I've searched high and low on the internet and I cannot find the name of the person who wrote that. So it's just left as unknown, which seems a shame. So I hope you enjoyed all of that. And perhaps at this moment, check in, tune in to how you feel now compared to how you felt when you first started. And as I said, this is the last podcast episode until January. But I have some good news. My group coaching and mentoring program is now open for registration. It's called The Effortless Path to Success. It's a 6-week program and we cover a fresh new topic each week, followed by personalized one-to-one coaching in a group setting, which is great because this program attracts very much like-minded people to it. So each person brings something to the coaching that is likely to be relevant to you as well. So if you're interested in joining us on this round, we have 6 on the program already. We get started on Wednesday, the 13th of February. It goes on for 6 weeks and the price is £247, 247, with an early bird until Friday the 11th of January, which takes it down to £197. So don't miss out on that. For more information, go to happyhealthyentrepreneur.com/effortless-success. That's happyhealthyentrepreneur.com/effortless-success. I will also put the link to that in the show notes as well. So wishing you a very happy holidays and I look forward to seeing you or catching up with you again in January. Bye bye for now.